Chapter 33. They spent the next several days traipsing with discretion through the small towns and villages, making their way to the Pool of the Dragons. It was there that Bezog said they had allies and information. They traveled on foot, but the dwarfs towed a couple of pack mules. Nath spent the time catching up on things with Bezog and Ben. Even Brenwar began to warm up to him. Gorley played a big part in that.
"Many of the wild dragons have been turned," Gorley had said. "The rest, I'm certain, are back in Dragonholm. The poachers no longer hunt them for profit. They turn them into soldiers. Well, the clerics do that."
The news got worse and worse. It gave Nath a headache, and the guilt consumed him. He should have been awake all this time. He could have saved many of them, most of them.
"Sometimes they have to save themselves,"
Bezog said. But Nath couldn't live with that. Not another day longer, now that he was awake again and feeling stronger than ever. He wanted to sink his claws, or blade, into something.
"Say, Brenwar, what happened to Akron and Fang?"
Brenwar growled in his throat and signaled to the rear. Pilpin rummaged through the mule packs, brought over a rugged-looking bag and dropped it at Nath's clawed feet. The little dwarf eyed him with suspicion and strutted away. Nath reached into the bag and found the quiver.
"Some of the arrows are missing,"
he said.
"Exploding ones at that. How did that happen?"
"Are you really worried about missing an arrow?"
Brenwar said.
"It's not like you made the thing."
"Well, I was just surprised is all," he said, slinging it over his shoulder.
He took out the compact form of Akron. The string coiled right into place. Nath stuck his chin out and smiled. He reached over his shoulder to hook it when he realized he no longer had the armor to latch it onto. Brenwar rolled his eyes and walked away.
That's a problem.
Nath did have clothes on, however. A jerkin covered his chest and most of his arms, and a pair of trousers covered his legs. Bezog said that was best in case any distant eyes were spying. The wizard had tried to get Nath to cover his head, too, but he'd flat out refused.
"One should never hide something as beautiful as this,"
he'd argued. The last remaining item was Fang. The beautiful weapon with twin dragons on the hilt sent a charge of energy through him.
"Have you missed me, old friend?"
he said, wrapping his clawed fingers around the hilt.
"Ow!"
He jerked his hand away. Every eye in the party fell on him, Bezog's expression filled with worry. But Nath didn't pay attention.
"Fang, what's wrong with you? Do you not know me? It's Nath."
Slowly he wrapped his hand around the hilt once more and gently pulled the blade from its sheath.
"That's better, Fang. It's me."
The mystic blade throbbed in his palm and was hot in his hand. Nath made sure he didn't grimace.
"Stop it, Fang, it's me."
The hilt got hotter, and a bead of sweat dripped from his forehead.
"Fang, it's me, your master."
"Problem, Nath?"
Bezog said.
"No,"
he shot back. The sword began to cool in his palm.
"I think Fang was a little uncertain."
He pulled the great blade out to its full length, smiled, then slid it back in.
"We're fine now."
He buckled the blade over his shoulders.
"Shouldn't we get moving?"
Troglen, the harbor town. It was one of dozens that circled the Pool of the Dragons, and it was under siege.
"Is this where you're taking me?"
Nath said to Bezog.
"It doesn't look to be as safe as I presumed."
Bezog stood silent, peering through a spyglass that Pilpin had handed him, shaking his head.
"No, we've another hideout, but this town is full of friends. I fear the worst. There's no doubt someone in there is bound to give us up."
He shut the spyglass and handed it over to Ben.
"We are going to have to find another place to hide. Again."
Nath's eyes were sharper than they'd ever been. He couldn't say for sure, but he felt like he could see 5 times farther than he already could. And that was pretty far. Troglan was burning in some places, and the people that weren't fleeing were hiding in boarded-up stores and apartments. The enemy marched prisoners through the streets, and some were dead already. Nath's dragon heart pumped faster.
I see that look in your eye,
Brenwar said.
Settle it down.
Nath ignored him. Troglan was a wonderful little town that was more like an oversized fishing village, with large piers connected by a series of storefronts and boardwalks. People from all over Nelsimbor came to rest and enjoy food by the sea, in hopes of observing the sea dragons that appeared now and again. Now, it was in ruin. Nath said to Bezog,
Are those the hunters that you spoke of?
Indeed.
Nath said.
Can I see that spyglass, Ben?
Sure,
Ben said, handing it over. There was a Drakus leading the soldiers that consisted of robed clerics, gnolls, goblins, and lizard men. They pushed and shoved their way through the town, busting windows and bullying people. The lizard men had 2 dragons with them that were wingless and black-tailed. Their scales were maroon, and their bellies were a darker color, almost black. They sniffed around more like dogs than dragons, with lizard tongues licking out of their snouts. They were burrowers and hunters called Red Rocks.
Those dragons are awfully far from home,
Nath said.
They like lava in the south. It seems awfully strange to see them way up here. I think they don't like it here.
Oh, no, you don't,
Brenwar said.
Nath,
Bezog began.
Those hunters are looking for us. They're looking for you. We can't risk it.
Risk what? Our hides, while these people's lives are on the line?
Nath whipped an arrow from his quiver and spit on the tip.
I'm not going to let anyone else suffer on account of me if I can help it. And I'd expect you to do the same.
I'm with Dragon,
Ben said, taking a place beside Nath.
We've been running too long. Sometimes you have to stand and fight for what's right.
Agreed,
said Pilpin.
I didn't stand years in the snow for nothing. I stood because I knew a big fight was coming. My beard's itching for it.
Brenwar looked at Bezog, and Bezog back at him. They both nodded.
We have to have a plan,
Bezog said.
Don't worry,
Nath said.
I've already got one. It's called...
He drew the string back along his cheek and let the first arrow fly.
Surprise!